Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of the Bull City Pioneers podcast.
You already know who it is.
Wake up any line upstairs or anything.
Bro, I don't care. It's a weird in the garage, man.
Tuning in to your two favorite Latinos. My name is Hector.
My name is Luis.
And welcome back to episode 59.
To the Bull City Pioneers podcast. Today, you guys, it is a beautiful day. And we decided to come record for you guys. One of the things that we're going to be doing this podcast is reaction to growing up Latino. Maybe a story time.
Maybe
a story time. And we're going to be doing this new thing called...
I'm excited for this one. I'm ready.
Weak Bars of the Week.
But we're not rappers.
But we're not rappers, okay? We're not rappers. We're just going to be... We're going to be, you know, we can roast each other if we want, but what we're going to be doing is just, you know, how I said, hence weak bars. We're going to be, you know, throwing out some corny bars just as a fun segment for you guys. We're going to be doing this weekly, you know, like five minutes during the podcast just to, you know, levitate the energy, get a vibe going, you know, just getting it over with.
But it's going to be a little shorter than normal, too.
Yeah.
We're just going to do segments today just to have fun with it. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Gotcha.
I was going to say. I forgot the timer. We're just doing our three segments. We had two segments, right? Now we're adding the one?
Yeah.
So it's
three segments. You did.
I didn't mean that. Oh, we have story.
You're
time
technically
release.
Still
not
taking them off. Well, another coach to you are.
Story time of the week, growing up Latino, and then weak bars of the week, which I thought was so like such a like, catchy.
Yeah. I was just sitting down one day, and then I'm like, you know, with my girlfriend, what I do is, you know, we goof off a lot. Like she's my best friend, and we goof off a lot, and. I was like, bruh, in my head, I was like, yo, that'd be mad cool if me and Hector just, just start having, like, you know, funny ass, corny ass bars that are funny as hell. And I'm like, we could call them weak bars, and we could call it weak bars of the week. I'm like, yo, that's catchy, you know, and it makes sense. So,
before we start, I wanted to ask you,
what's up?
It just hit me. Before we start, have you tried that new Popeye sandwich?
Hold on. Okay, my question to you before I answer that question is, have you tried it?
No.
Okay, my thing is this. My thing is this. How the fuck am I gonna get a chicken sandwich when there's, you know, everybody's lining up every day just to get a chicken sandwich? Like, I want to try it, but it's like, I don't have the time or the patience to stay in line for so long just for a chicken sandwich. Yeah. Like, I prefer for the hype to die down, and then that's when I pounce on it, bro. Pounce on it. Go in and get out, you know what I'm saying?
I just can't understand how so many people can rally up just for a freaking chicken sandwich, bro.
Yeah, and I'm going to be honest with you. I have a certain friend. I haven't talked to her in a while. But I know how she is on you know, when it comes to food. When it's good food, like, when she thinks it's good, like, that's how you know it's good food, you know what I'm saying? And she posted on Snapchat, she went to get a chicken sandwich. And then she was like, oh, y'all hyping shit up for nothing.
Dang.
And I'm like, I trust that soul. I
trust you, friend.
I trust that soul, man. That soul is speaking facts. Because I know if she thinks that sandwich is not good, or it's like, you know, it's not as big as, you know, it's not as magical as people are making it out to be, then I don't think it's going to be that magical. Yes, I'm still going to buy it because out of curiosity, you know, I'm like a curious George. But still, I do not think it's going to get, I don't think it's going to be magical. I'm calling it right now.
It's just a sandwich.
It is just a sandwich, you know?
I mean, it looks good. It looks tasty. It looks crisp.
crispy.
It looks crisp, and I know they have like extra breading on it, but I just do not think that is gonna be magical. I don't. But you do know. You know what I think is magical?
Oh, but I saw. Sorry.
Go ahead.
I saw also on Instagram that I don't know if you saw, but a young kid. I don't remember his name. He was like 17. I think he was 17. He took the opportunity to like see people who were no, because I think it was somebody, some celebrity. I forgot who it was. But she has said that that a lot of people were lining up for this chicken sandwich when they could have like they're not focused on what's more important.
It's which is voting.
Yeah, you see it. Yeah.
Well, are you talking about the 19-year-old black male who was outside of a Popeye's registering?
Yeah.
And funny thing that actually happened in North Carolina, Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Yeah,
so Charlamagne
Tha
God also like shouted him out and everything.
Yeah, I mean, shout outs to him. You know, he's really making a an initiative that a lot of people are not doing. You know, which is awesome. I totally support that, and I totally fuck with that. But what I was gonna say, what the fuck was I gonna say?
You said what else is magical?
But let me tell you something that is magical. I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. I just still, I think that I haven't tried the chicken sandwich. I haven't tried it. But this is my prediction. From everything that I've seen, I still think.
Why are you pausing so much?
I still think, because I feel like a lot of people are going to at me after I say this. I still feel like the Dank has a better chicken sandwich than Popeyes.
You stay at the Dank, don't you?
Fuck yeah, bro. I mean, honestly, bro.
Tell me you're going there.
Yeah, bro. Not only because the food is bomb, but I know that the money that I'm spending there is going to somebody that, you know, I would actually support, you know, outside of you know, that whole food restaurant thing. Somebody that I can vibe with outside of the whole, you know, restaurant food scene. Like, you know, how is that? I like to support, you know, local businesses and all that stuff. So, you know, it's just, you know, I mean, I'm still going to try the chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
But I still
compare with the
Chick-fil-A. But I'm like, fuck that, man. I want to compare it to the goddamn the Dankery.
Like, yeah, I was going to say, like, you know what would be more revolutionary than this Popeye's chicken sandwich? If they opened up Chick-fil-A on Sundays. That would be a lot more revolutionary.
Bro, that would be revolutionary.
Catch more buzz, you know?
That would be revolutionary. But at the same time, I'm just like, bro, it don't matter. Because one, the Dank is open every day, so it don't matter. I mean, I feel like the Dank just beats Popeyes and Chick-fil-A hands down. Let's not, you know, let's not front about it. It's just
tag
him, it's a fact. Yeah, tag him in it. It's a fact, bro. It's like, I mean, the Dankery, not only is it open every day, it's open until like 3 a.m. and then
they're late night better. Munchies.
Yeah, late bro, late night munchies. You know what I'm saying? You want a late night snack? Go to the Dank. And, you know, the whole, you know, when it comes to getting down political, I would support the Dank over any restaurant, you know, over any franchise restaurant in the U.S. Hands down. So, that's what I think.
That's 100% real support.
That 100%. Hell yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'll be going there, bro. I mean, yo, we should get him on the podcast.
That's why I said I was going to tag him. This is going to be one of the clips.
You're right. Let's do it, man. Let's get him posted up and see if he's down to making a podcast with us. But to the next, to the segment. Okay. Which one do you want to do? Do you have a coin on you? Do you have a penny?
A what?
A coin?
A coin? Maybe my bag.
Okay, never mind. I was going to say, we're going to flip tails and see which one we can
flip my wallet.
Let's do it. You got a sticker on it, or?
I don't know. Hold on. Maybe like a piece of paper or something? Or how about like this?
There you go.
All right. Planet Fitness membership card.
Bruh. Oh, you have a membership?
How old?
Okay. How old is it?
A couple of years.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. So, white side. Or barcode side. I don't want to get no hate.
Story time?
Yeah, story time. No. We're going to do Growing up Latino.
So the back side is growing up Latino.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Barcode side, growing up Latino. Logo side is gonna be weak bars of the week.
Oh my god.
Alright. Let's see.
Bruh!
Oh, shit! Yo, oh, it's a message.
No, I feel like this side's heavier. That's why.
No. Message of, you know, it's a message from the universe, bro.
Okay.
Come on. Alright.
Weak bars of the week. Oh, okay.
Alright, cool. Yeah, right there somewhere. But you're gonna add music, background music to it, right?
How about we do this one without?
No, that's not.
Because how are we gonna stay on rhythm? If we don't hear the music.
I mean, just find a generic one, bro.
Okay, fine. But you gotta keep the tempo.
Okay, I got you. Alright. You start.
Give me a beat. I can't hear the beat.
You got an extra phone on?
That's what I was gonna say. We can do it without the beat.
No, but then add the beat when you
just low key.
Yeah, low key.
Okay, so I got some bars for you.
All right.
Are you guys ready for this? Hopefully that camera didn't time out yet.
All right, at the 10-minute mark. Five.
All right. I actually have some preconceived bars for you because
okay,
I thought of this earlier.
Okay. I'm still thinking, so go ahead.
My boy Luis.
Uh-huh.
Why you not? No, wait, fuck. I fucked that up.
Come on, just go with it, man. Just go with it.
My boy Luis. Why can't you cheese? Looking all sad in every photograph. Looking like a Latino dad.
I don't know. Okay.
I didn't mean to roast you, homie. I know what you've been going through. Fuck, I lost track of my bars because I can't go on. Fuck, I fucked that up.
Okay. Alright. I got
but
you.
I'm not a rapper.
He's not a. We're both not rappers. Alright, you better add that little beat at the, you know, beat so it don't sound stupid. Because it sounds stupid without the
music.
Without the music. Alright, I got you.
You look like you already had something in your head cooking up, too.
Nah, I was trying to think. Yeah, you're right. Because, you know, I'm not that type of person. But, all right. Hector. My boy Hector. He never dropped no heat. I don't want to smell his feet.
Is that it?
No. He looked like Logic. I got you.
I got you.
He look like Logic, but he kind of smart. But he never goes to Kmart.
What does that have to do with anything?
Weak bars of the week, baby. So we here. We Bull City Pioneers.
Oh, okay.
He wears glasses like a nerd, but he's never on board. He doesn't drive a Ford. He needs an extension cord.
Luis, Jimmy Neutron head ass.
Okay.
I got bars for you. You won't be able to pass.
Okay.
This test that I got coming for you.
Okay.
Fuck.
Alright, go.
Oh my god.
Hector. That's my nose. Hector. You're the CEO of Hectic Wear. But I think that I'm not a bear. Your hair looks bad. Mm-hmm. It feels like you had swag.
What the fuck?
Oh my god. Okay. We have to go three times.
Okay.
Wait, do you have any more?
Hector, you want to live on the hill, but you gotta start throwing bills.
It's true.
You don't give me chills.
Okay.
I hope I don't.
Oh my god.
But you do give me feels.
What?
Feels.
Feels? Aww.
But you never have me on my head, heads and heels.
Okay.
That's all I got. Alright, your turn.
Luis, you said I look like Logic, yet I don't come from the projects.
But we do. But we do, bro. Goddamn, Eastside Daryl, High Park Avenue.
Let me end my shot, okay?
We used to live together, bro.
You've been roasting me this whole time.
You used to live in the room beside mine, bro. What the fuck are you talking about? We used to live in High Park. Okay. But we didn't have no park. I told you to put the car in park.
You just run park.
I wear a black hat. And I might bring a bat.
Okay.
Cause I wanna chat. But I think I'm a little fat.
Yeah, you're getting a little chunky than you.
But I will say, I don't have no more bars. I'm so far
from finished
that I think I'm going to fall down the hall into the bullseye. Find yourself. Let's get back to it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? That was good though.
No. It was me. I beat bars of the week. Alright.
This was fucking funny.
Go ahead.
Let us know what you guys thought of that. That was our first time trying that. Oh my god. Okay, so I guess. Keto. What was it? Grown Up Latino is next?
Yeah,
Grown Up Latino. Alright, Grown Up Latino.
Yay! Okay.
The intro.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna show you. So this week, for Grown Up Latino, we're gonna talk about our parents.
Man.
Our parents.
I love them to death.
I showed Luis this earlier today. I'm gonna put it right here like always.
I love them to death, but they do this so much.
So it's a picture.
Oh, man.
Of a Latino parent. Or probably, that's probably the kid on the side right there. He says, you know you're Hispanic when your parents be like, si cabe, nada más mueve las cosas. I'm terrible at reading like fucking grammar and shit.
Yeah. It's fine, bro, it's fine.
But our Latino listeners, tell us how relatable this shit is, bro. It's fucking serious, because like, my dad does this all the time. I know your dad does this, like, I don't know if your dad still does this, but like, they would pick stuff off the side of the road and stuff.
Yeah, like if it's good stuff. And I'd be like,
it'd be like a couch with a mission cushion and everything's like, no, si todavía está bueno.
Right, no way. Yo, you said that just like your dad, bro.
You
serious? Yes, bro.
But they'd be grabbing the most random stuff off the side of the road, and then they tell you to put it in the car. Mm-hmm. And they're like, but dad, this shit don't fit, man.
This shit does not fit. And it'd be the biggest of shit, bro. And then they'd be like, oh, solo tenés que amarrarlo. You only have to tie it up. I'm like, bro. But let me tell you, bro.
And then it's like, solo ponle en la cabina, just put it in the back of the truck, in the car, or the truck, whatever. And then I'm like, in my head, I'm like, but wait, like, I gotta ride in the back of the car. Like, there's still gonna be room.
Bro, how the fuck am I gonna fit?
He's like, no, there's still space. Like,
oh my goodness, man. And it's like, bro, it's like, why can't we just bring the truck? And they're like, oh, ya estamos aquí. We're already here.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, bro, you got to be fat. Kind of like, this branches out to it. But I remember last year or 2 years ago, Durham got snowed out. Like, we got a tremendous amount of snow. You know, well, and compared to what we've had in the past, it was a tremendous amount of snow. And I have a small car, you know, it's just a sedan, typical, you know, it was my Nissan at the time, two-door coupe, small car, you know, it's not a truck. And it was snowing mad hard. My car was surrounded by snow. My dad has two trucks, and he still said, oh, we can just take your car, it'll ride right through it. And I'm like, bro, you got to be kidding me, bro.
And I'm thinking that he's got the bigger trucks. Like, he's got the bigger cars.
He has two big-ass trucks. And then I'm like, okay. Like, all right, I'm like, I'm going to try and take it out. And I'm like, there's no way that car is getting out. I get in the car, put it in drive. Actually, no, I put it in second gear. And then I'm like, I start, you know, and I literally cannot get out. And then he gets mad at me, and he's like, get out. And I'm like, oh man, he started to get mad. Oh, okay, you can trust, like, cool. And then I'm like, fuck, he's mad at me now. And I'm like, this car is not gonna get out.
Bro,
this man takes it out in the first 3 minutes when I had been struggling for like 30. No lie. And then I'm just like, oh shit, now we have to take my car. And I didn't want to take my car because I don't have all season tires. I don't, you know, I just, if we have two big trucks, why would you take the smallest car at the house? I didn't understand the logic. But he was swerving all through the snow like it was, you know, Fast and Furious. And I'm like, dude, calm down. I only have one car. Yeah. You have two, I have one. So, that's just, you know, this is the way they are. Like... what's the quote? Wherever there's a will,
there's a way.
And that's basically what you know, their kind of mindset. There's a will, there's a way.
Yeah. That kind of reminds me too of something else Latino parents tend to do, especially like my dad. My dad does this a lot. Like he tells you to go do something, and like when like you're kind of struggling a little bit to do it, like he's just like, let me just do it myself, and then he does it. And then I'm like, why didn't you just do it in the first place if you already wanted to do it?
Bruh.
It's not that I don't want to help, you know what I mean? But it's like, it was something that he was easily able to do.
Yeah, if you know that I don't know how to do it, then why don't you do it and you make me do something else?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least just tell me, like, hey, like just watch me do it so you know how to do it for later. Something like that. But like,
I'm going to be honest with you, bro. I've been caught doing that with my little cousins. I do that sometimes to my little cousins, and this is like, I mean, I grew up this way, so it's kind of, you know, it's just something that happens, you know what I'm saying? But I know I need to change that, you know what I'm saying? I need to change it. We both need to change that, which is, you know, something in the background that you know happens.
What's the biggest thing that, or like the most like weirdest complex thing that your dad made you like put on the truck before or try to fit in the car that wouldn't fit?
That's a good question. Fuck. I remember this one thing years ago. I forgot what it was, bro. But
so for me, like, I had to help my dad once. It wasn't hard. Like, it wasn't like that it couldn't fit. It was just a lot. Like, we had to go to my aunt's job because she works at a hotel.
Oh, and I think I was there.
No, I don't think you were. I think it was just me and him.
Oh, okay.
But we went to her hotel because like they were like getting rid of all the old mattresses and stuff.
Yeah.
And we had to stack like mattress upon mattress on the back of the car. Crazy. Bro, it was like 6 to 7 mattresses in the back of the truck.
God damn.
Like, oh my god, I hope this shit doesn't fall up on the highway or something.
Bruh.
But it's just like, it's just crazy that like the most random shit that you're parents were picking up.
It's true, bro. I'm going to be honest with you, my dad stopped doing that years ago, but my mom still does it. And I'm just like, woman, we don't need this. Or like, one habit that my parents began to have is Facebook Market, dude. Like, they keep buying stuff, and I'm like, dude, really? We don't even need this. Yes. I'm just like, dude, we don't need this. Like, we don't. Like, there was a point where
that's
my,
what I was gonna say too.
That my dad on Craigslist, he bought like 4 lawnmowers. 4.
It's like, dad, it's just me and you. Or like, you only make me mow the lawn.
Yeah, and he was like, we don't need 4 lawnmowers. And then my mom, you know,
hey, lawnmower business.
Yeah.
Business idea.
Yeah. But and then it's just like, at the same time, it's just like, it just makes no sense. Like,
yeah.
Why? Yeah. And then my mom, she starts to, you know, shop on and it's just like, oh, can you drive all the way to Texas just to pick up these shoes? I'm over exaggerating clearly.
Yeah.
Okay. But she always says, oh, can you go pick up this thing I want to buy from this dude in Danville, Virginia, or Chapel Hill, or like Zebulon, North Carolina. And then I'm like, mom, I might as well just go buy it at Walmart and save myself the gas money, you know what I'm saying?
For
it's
real.
Like, dang, bro, like, I mean, I get it, you know, we all, you know, have certain things that we do, but dang, man, I don't feel like jumping to, you know, Wake Forest just to, you know, buy this certain thing when I can just go down the street, not waste that much gas and put that many miles in my car. And just buy it from there. Yes, pay a little bit more, but then it kind of ends up being the same amount because I didn't waste, you know, money on gas. So I mean, it is what it is. So, but just to start wrapping it up a little bit.
You have a story for me?
Ah, man, sadly, I don't think I do. I don't think
no
I like
story time
it. No story time movies. I mean, I want a good story time. You know. But I don't think I have one. Or do I? Do I have one or do I not? Do I have one or do I not?
All right, guys. Let's start
Yeah. All right, guys. Let's just start wrapping it up. So, for today, what should we leave the Pioneer Nation with? You can do the question. I'll do the quote, just like always. Same old.
Or do you want to leave a question this time? And I'll leave a quote.
I'll leave the quote. Don't worry. I got a quote in mind. That's
okay,
why.
That's what.
Yeah.
Damn, I should have thought of this before, man. Okay.
You want me to leave the question for you?
You want to leave both?
Yeah. Why not?
Okay. You seem very...
What are some weird obsessions or habits... Or, no, what are some annoying habits that your parents have that annoys you?
That's good.
And for the quote, I said this during the, Keck just said this. Wherever there's a will, what is it? Wherever there's a will, there's a way. There you go.
You forgot it already.
Yeah, my bad, bro. Shoot.
Those are good. I like
that. Okay. That works. But... Please, you guys, leave feedback to anything, or if you want to leave comments, please leave comments on our YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify. Well, no, you can't leave comments on Spotify, can you? You can't leave. No, you can't leave comments on Spotify. But you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, SoundCloud, every streaming platform. So there's no excuse at all. I've said also YouTube. Anchor, please. And once again, thank you, Anchor, for letting us be ambassadors. Station head. Thank you so much for once again for letting us be ambassadors. You can find us on Station Head at Bull City Pioneers.
I was gonna dance on while you're doing the outro.
True. And how I said, please like, share, and subscribe. I'm Luis.
I'm Hector.
And we'll see you next time, all right?
Adios.
Adios.